first, I want to welcome Janice Leppard. Good morning, Janice. How are you?
Good morning.
Janice,
how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Janice is representing Brookstock today. And Brookstock, I know, has a very special place in your heart because it is a music festival honoring Brooke Leppard. Tell us a little bit about Brooke, if you would.
Well, Brooke was pretty much a larger-than-life character and personality in our, not only to me, but to our community. He, most people knew him by just Brooke. We laughed because he was kind of like Cher. All you had to do was just say his first name and people knew who you were talking about. And he served many years as our downtown Santa for our community and for different organizations. And he kind of really embraced that persona. So when he passed away, we decided to create a nonprofit called the Secret Santa Society and to raise monies to give back into the community for organizations and things, people, folks in need. And we actually kind of made Brookstock one of our major fundraisers.
And I know the two of you were married, and I'm sure he was a larger-than-life figure in your life, not just the community. And this event, celebrating his legacy, but also continuing the spirit of charity and community support is going to continue. The Brookstock Music Festival is at the Living Waters Camp and Conference Center in Shelbsburg. That's near Bedford, is that right?
Yes, it's about 10 miles outside of Bedford, yes, heading east.
And August 28th and 29th are the dates, and it looks like a great musical lineup. The Laurel Lowlife, Alyssa Hankey are a couple of the artists. Also, Acoustic Alliance, the Hickory Bottom Band, Colt Winter Lepley there as well. What other kinds of things will go on in addition to the music?
In addition to the music, we'll have yoga on the stage Saturday morning. There will be duck races that the kids or anybody can participate on both days. It's a pretty full music schedule packed, but there are food vendors and merchandise vendors throughout that people can shop around. And Living Waters itself is just a great space, even for that people want to walk the stream or walk the grounds. It's going to be pretty eventful for 2 days.
Well, Brookstock is affiliated with the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies, who we're big fans of. And at Living Waters Camp and Conference Center in Shelbsburg sounds terrific. We have a link to Brookstock 2026 on our website. You could also search Brookstock 2026, and I think you would find it without much trouble. Anything else you would like to mention about the event?
No, just that I hope people come out and experience it. It really is Brooke-like. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Barking. But Brooke loves a good music festival. In fact, we had just gotten back from a music festival just 2 days before he passed away. And but this one, after our first one, there was just such a sense of community that I had never experienced being a participant in other music festivals. And I just hope people can find some time in their schedule to come out and check it all out.
Well, I hope that they will. And what's your dog's name? I was just curious. Is he still there?
Yes.
Oh, what's his name?
Gracie.
Oh, Gracie. We had a cat named Gracie. Well, tell Gracie that Gracie, the radio debut just occurred for Gracie. And best wishes, August 28th and August 29th, Brookstock 2026. And I'm glad that your husband's legacy continues. I know a lot of people have memories of him from so many years. Thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you so much.